From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Pete's, a California-based greenhouse grower, will invest $18 million in opening their first Eastern U.S. indoor controlled environment agricultural facility, this one in Warner Robins in Peach County, Georgia. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports the company is planning on utilizing 24 acres of growing area in Peach County to satisfy their retail and food service partners' needs. The indoor growing facility will require 90% less land and water compared to traditional farming. The restaurant industry appears to be on the rebound, with more restaurants reporting a surge in demand. Restaurant Business Online reports pent-up demand comments are coming from the executives of casual dining chains, with more of those restaurants banking on the added demand to drive strong growth this year. According to AgWeb.com, the National Restaurant Association says in the past year, food business across the country reported $240 billion in losses, with more than 110,000 restaurants shutting down for good. The USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service is announcing $169.9 million in funding for the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. The Packer.com reports the funds will support the expanding specialty crop food sector and explore new market opportunities for U.S. food and agricultural products. Congress provided this funding in the Consolidated Appropriations Act for 2021 due to the COVID-19 impacts to the food system. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.